This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joined now by Chris Middleton, who's having a big season, 20 points a game. He's on the Bucks, sixth year already. Really good player, but played at A&M, played for the Yankees, couple of big dances himself. What's going on, Chris? Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. What about y'all?
Doing well, man. I would imagine you guys got to be slinging a little smack in that locker room. You got Bledsoe played at Kentucky. DJ Wilson's Michigan. Jabari Duke, couple other Dukies there. UNC. Nice with Henson, I think. Nice representation of the Big Dance. You guys having fun with this?
Oh, yeah, definitely so. I mean, of course, you expect the Kentuckys and Dukes to be in there, but this year I get to do a little more trash talk on Matt. He's still going.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I watched that North Carolina-Texas A&M game from start to finish. And my buddy I was watching with, who knows college basketball a little bit better than I do, he said the first thing he said to me, he said the size of Texas A&M, Tyler Davis and Robert Williams, is going to dominate UNC. And it's exactly what happened. Were you surprised at how easily they handled the defending national champions as a lot of people were?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, this year we had a great team. They just got off to a rocky start during the SEC conference play, but they're finally getting clicking again. They're getting clicking at the right time. You know, Robert Williams and Tyler Davis, they're two beasts down there, and UNC just can't do anything with them.
You know what I can't help but think. Chris Middleton with us, of course, of the Bucks. We'll get to the NBA stuff in a little bit. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I watch these games, and particularly the smaller schools, so this doesn't apply to you, obviously. But, you know, the last time you take off a uniform, it's got to be. And you're unique in the sense that if I'm right on this, Chris, your first 2 years with the Aggies, you guys went dancing. Your third year before you bounced for the NBA, you were hurt and you didn't make the tournament, if I have that right.
That's right.
So your last year, you didn't play in the Big Dance, but your first two you did. And you knew you were going to play in the NBA and you knew you'd make money and all that stuff that obviously is very important. But playing in college, it's got to be so different than the NBA. Can you compare the two?
You really can. It's two different type of atmospheres, two different lifestyles, of course. But college is something special. My 3 years at Texas A&M was one of the greatest 3 years of my life. Just, you know, you learn the fundamentals of basketball. You create brothers there. It's a unique experience that not a lot of people get to go through.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
I didn't get to go through it. That's for sure.
Oh, you played college baseball.
Yeah, but you know, nobody cared. That wasn't that good.
And you got hurt, and you were
hurt 10 times, Chris.
Chris, it's interesting when you look at your Bucks team right now. We all know what happened in the middle of the season. Jason Kidd gets fired. Joe Prunty comes in as the head coach. You know, did you feel it was necessary? And what has been the difference under Prunty?
As far as it was necessary, I mean, that's not for – I don't have a real answer to that. We have to do our job in the court and let the front office do all those type of decisions. But we weren't living up to our expectations from the inside or out. We were definitely disappointed with the way our season was going. But once Joe Prunty took over, you know, he did a great job just trying to keep us going, trying to get it back on the right track. We started off hot. As of late, we took a deep down, but – you know, we're trying to find that answer and trying to find a way to get momentum going to the playoffs.
But what changes specifically, Craig? I feel where you're going with that, Tiki, because we were talking about, you know, obviously Tyronn Lue took a little leave of absence from the Cavs, and we certainly hope he's okay. Larry Drew coached last night against you guys. I don't know if you could pick anything out that was different with the Cavs, but specific to your team, are there actually new plays or anything's kind of – is anything thrown in the trash? Is there anything new that's introduced on the grease board? Just how different schematically – are the two coaches? Like, what really changes?
For us right now, we have a lot more ball moving from side to side. Plays that usually start on one side end up to the other. At first, you know, we were a team that stayed on one side of the court pretty much the whole time. And with Joe, he's put a big emphasis on playing at a fast pace and also just moving the ball, trying to spread out the defense and not try to settle for isolations as much.
Okay, there you go. Chris Middleton is with us here at the Bucks, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network.
Now, Chris, you got a chance last night with LeBron, who was ridiculous. I mean, you had a great game as well, with 30 points and 7 rebounds, I believe. But LeBron was, he was LeBron, 40 points, triple-double. Yeah. But you get to see them for the first time in almost 2 months with Kevin Love. I know you've watched and followed, just like every other team in the league, what's happening with the Cavaliers. How did they seem? Right, the chemistry is what we always question from our talking head spot sitting over here. But how did they seem?
They seem like they're still trying to figure it out too. They got a lot of new pieces over All-Star break, but you can see LeBron, he's their vocal, as everybody knows over the years. He's the leader of that team, and each play, he's trying to help each guy out, trying to make his teammates better, which makes him that special player that he is.
I'm curious. We've seen this with Tiger Woods, who's going through a physical rebirth, a renaissance. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're a golf fan, but he's playing well after multiple back surgeries, which is great to see. And I noticed that the nutrition commitment and the attention to one's body, I mean, it's just so different than it was even as recent as 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, how much do the younger players, and you're still in that category, only your sixth year and in your mid-20s, do you pay attention to how LeBron, you know, keeps care of his body? Not just LeBron, Kobe before that, Tim Duncan before mm-hmm. that. Some of the old G's that really play forever and seemingly don't lose much as they get into their mid-30s. You pay attention to that, and do you incorporate that into your own style and body maintenance?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely have stories about guys that they're spending tons of money on their body because they know that that's their money maker, so they have to take care of it. I lost track. But, you know, in my first couple of years, I didn't take the nutrition serious how you have to work on your body. But that 82-game season wears on your body, especially when you're playing deep into the playoffs. So after that third or fourth year, you learn that you have to eat right. You have to stay on your maintenance work for your body. You have to keep working out and trying to stay fresh as you can.
Yeah. Now, you guys sit currently in the eighth seed. You're probably locked in there. Maybe you can move up a couple slots. I doubt that Detroit, who's been a disaster the last year.
If they jump over you, then you guys really bomb. That's not going to happen. Yeah, we don't expect that.
But you're sitting here with an opportunity to get into the postseason. And even if you do get matched up against the one seed, the Toronto Raptors, who are just playing lights out, with 52 wins on the season already, but the experience is there. You know, what's the value to you guys as you think about, not necessarily this year, but going forward, what you need? What do you need? And will making the playoffs and having that experience be valuable to you guys?
Yeah, definitely. We were in the playoff series with Toronto last year. Mm-hmm. We let go. We had a home court game where we were up 2 and lost that game. So it's experience. We learned from that. So this year, hopefully, we can learn from that and advance to the next round. But the more we play in the playoffs, the deeper we're going to the playoffs, it's going to keep taking experience. Each time we fail, we have to learn from it and move on from it. This year, we feel like we have all the pieces that we need. We just have to go out there and get beat and win games.
All right, Chris, I got to be honest with you here, man. I think this is a compliment, but I'm a little bit disturbed by something because you're very cool and very calm, very collected, almost sedate, very in control, which is a good thing on the basketball court. But I got to get back to your Aggies, man. Yeah, am I going to have to take this and send this over to Trey Burke, who's playing on the Knicks? You're playing, man. Can you talk a little smack? You guys are underdogs, and nobody's really giving you guys a chance. Can you tell us why the Aggies are moving? I need a little more from you in that department. I'm not going to lie to you, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to represent my guys. You know, we have a DJ Wilson plays as a rookie.
That's right.
He sits right next to me. You can tell he's a little nervous about on UNC. But I'm definitely confident about my voice. I'm hoping we can make it to the Final Four and not the championship.
Are you guys, I'm trying to see, are the Bucks playing on Thursday? Do you guys have a game Thursday? Day by day, I got in front of you. Bucks.
I know about our game tomorrow, but I mean, I know they're going to be out of lake. We're going to be there in a couple of days, so I just missed the opportunity to go watch them play.
No, you guys are off, by the way, so go somewhere and enjoy the game with a cold one.
That's cool. Chris, you pledged $1 million. This is awesome. I think I'm saying this correctly. Porter God, over the next 5 years to support scholarships and underserved and minority students down in Charleston. Tell us a little bit about this program, because I think it's fantastic that you're doing this and finding ways, when you've been blessed as you have been, to make it to the ultimate level, to give back.
Yeah, definitely. I went to a private school from grade up until I graduated high school, and it changed my life. It made me the man I am today, and it made me the basketball player I am today with the high school coach I had there. But I wanted to find a way to reach back, reach out to my community in Charleston, South Carolina, in a way that helped me. So I just thought it was going to be a great idea, you know, to try to get underprivileged kids who wouldn't be able to afford to go to the private school that I went to, you know, put them through that experience, help them grow, help them be whatever they want to be. So I talked to my family, talked to my school, and we came up with this solution.
Now, you go back every year for a camp, right?
Yeah, I have one camp there in South Carolina and one camp in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah. Now, me and my brother, we used to go back to Roanoke and do a camp. This is before we had kids and life got crazy. But we used to go back, and there's nothing like seeing these little, 8-10-year-old kids just staring up at you.
It's got to be awesome.
I know what you're feeling, and congrats on that. It's awesome, Chris.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.